welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading Dr. Know-It-All. Once upon a time, there was a poor farmer named Crab, who drove a cord of wood into town with his two oxen and sold the wood to a doctor for $2. When the farmer went inside to get his money, the doctor was just about to sit down to dinner, and the farmer admired the fine food and drink at the doctor's table. His heart yearned for something like that, and he thought how nice it would be if he were a doctor. He lingered there a while and finally asked if it were possible for someone like him to become a doctor. "Of course," said the doctor. "There's not much to it."
"What do I have to do?" asked the farmer.
"First, you must buy yourself an ABC book, the kind with a picture of a rooster in it. Second, you must get cash for your wagon and two oxen, and purchase some clothes and other things that doctors tend to need. Third, you must have a sign painted with the words, 'I am Dr. Know-It-All,' and nail it above your front door." The farmer did everything he was told, and when he had doctored for some time, but not very long, a rich and mighty nobleman was robbed of some money, and he heard about Dr. Know-It-All, who was living in such and such a village, and would probably know what had become of the money. So the nobleman had his carriage hitched up, drove out to the village, and inquired at the farmer's house whether he was Dr. Know-It-All. "Yes, that was he," the farmer responded. Then the nobleman requested that he return with him and help him get back his stolen money. The farmer agreed, but added that Greta, his wife, had to come along too. The nobleman gave his approval, offered them both a seat in his carriage, and they drove off together. When they came to the nobleman's mansion, the table was already set, and Dr. Know-It-All was to eat with the lord, but he wanted his wife, Greta, to eat with them too. So they all sat down together at the table. Now, when the first servant arrived with a dish of delicious food, the farmer nudged his wife and said, "Greta, that was the first," and he meant that that was the man with the first course. But the servant thought he meant, "That's the first thief," and since he really was the thief, he got scared and went out to tell his accomplices, "The doctor knows everything. There's trouble ahead. He said I was the first." The second servant did not even want to go in, but he had no choice. When he entered with his dish, the farmer nudged his wife and said, "Greta, that's the second." This servant too got scared and hurried out. The third fared no better. Again the farmer said, "Greta, that's the third." The fourth had to carry in a covered dish, and the nobleman asked the doctor to demonstrate his skill and guess what lay under the cover. Crabs were being served, and when the farmer looked at the dish, he was at a loss for words. "Poor crab," he finally cried. When the nobleman heard that, he exclaimed, "There, he knows. I'm sure he must also know who has the money." The servant was frightened to death and winked at the doctor to step aside for a moment. When he got outside, all four servants confessed to him that they had stolen the money. They proposed that he take charge of it and offered a large sum in addition if he would not expose them. Otherwise, they would soon be dangling from the gallows. Then they led him to the place where they had hidden the money. The doctor was satisfied, went back inside, sat down at the table, and said, "Sir, now I intend to look in my book to see where the money's been hidden." In the meantime, the fifth servant had crawled into the stove to see if he could hear what else the doctor knew. As the doctor sat there at the table, he opened his ABC book and turned the pages back and forth looking for the rooster. Since he could not find it right away, he said, "I know you're there. I'm bound to find you." The servant in the stove thought the doctor was talking about him, and he jumped out of the stove in fright and said, "That man knows everything." Then Dr. Know-It-All showed the nobleman where the money was, but he did not reveal who had stolen it. As a reward, he received money from both sides and became a famous man. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on Magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the tales, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.